Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our podcast, 1000 Years of Beer. I am Matthias Ebner, International Brand Ambassador of the Wine Cipher Brewery, and my co-host here in this podcast is Anton Hirschfeld, and he is also sitting here next to me making this podcast. Hello, Anton.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here. So, we have a very special topic today.
Yeah, actually, it's a topic that you brought up.
Yep.
And I'm very curious about it because first you brought up this idea. I was like, I need to think about that because I was not so 100% sure if I could be part of that story, but I guess I can. But tell us more about your idea.
So the idea was to talk about our first Weihenstephaner beer. So the first experience with Weihenstephaner. And well, I grew up in the shadows of the Weihenstephan Hill, so I knew that there was the brewery, but I didn't get in touch with beer until I was 16, I think, which is the legal drinking age in Germany.
You needed to say that right now, right?
I needed to say that. but that's actually a fact that I didn't get in touch with Weihenstephan beer until I was 16. And it was, you know, I was in school at that time in 10th grade. And don't worry, but teachers, my former teachers, please don't listen to this if you didn't know about this already. We didn't drink in school, so I can tell you that. But it has something to do with school. Once a year, at the end of the year, there's some kind of school-themed service in church. Which you can go there voluntarily, so you don't have to. Of course, we were too cool for school and didn't feel like going to service and thought, okay, it might be a good idea to have some breakfast of our own. And as a good Bavarian, what do you do for breakfast? You go eat some Weisswurst, some white sausages, traditional Bavarian white sausages, and have some beer with it. And the traditional way to go is just to go to buy some Hefeweiss beer and drink it along with the sausages. But, you know, we went to the butcher, got us some sausages, went to the next store and tried to get us some Hefeweiss beer. But, and that was the problem, they were sold out. And we were kind of on a tight schedule because service only was about 1.5 hours. So we had to do something. And that was around the time, about 14, 15 years ago, was about the time where our Vitus came out. And we were thinking, okay, Bock beer in the morning, well, maybe not. So we were looking for another alternative. And, you know, we wanted, my three friends, Moritz, Benedict, and Pascal, they grew up around Weihenstephan too, and they were hardcore Weihenstephaners, and they said it's Weihenstephan or nothing. So we were looking for an alternative, and just, you know, took a glance at the Kristall Weissbier, and I didn't know that. I didn't even know some things a thing like Kristall Weissbier existed. So that was something totally new for me. But Moritz said, "Try it. It's so good. Try it." Okay, I thought, well, it's time for something new. Okay, we went back home, warmed up the sausages, poured the beer, and I was completely in awe because I've never seen a filtrated Weissbier. That was the first time I've actually seen something like this, and it looked kind of awkward at first because I was used to, you know, the hazy Weissbier in the glass, and it just felt like it's not right. But so when I took the first sip, It was so refreshing. It was so it was an experience because I paired it with the white sausage, which is basically a pretty good food pairing, I guess. And I didn't know back then that some butchers put some drops of lemon into their sausages to make it more refreshing, more fruity. And this fits perfectly with the Kristall Weissbier, with the citrus notes of the Kristall Weissbier. But I didn't know that back then. I was just like, all right, that's pretty good. Okay, that's pretty good. And today I know why it is good. But back then it kind of stuck with me because that was my first experience with Weihenstephan and with that beer and not with Hefeweiss beer like pretty much everybody else in the world did. And it came by accident. And that's why it stuck with me for so long. I know about some other beers that I first tried where I had an experience, well, and a similar experience probably, but that just stuck with me, and that was, yeah, that's basically my first Weihenstephan that I can remember.
Yeah, that's a pretty Bavarian story. not going to a voluntarily school event and just, you know, go to somewhere and have beer and have sausages and a pretzel. That's pretty Bavarian.
Yeah, if that doesn't say Bavarian, I don't know what does.
Bavarian poverty for the win. So
do you remember your first Weihenstephan?
Hardly, because I can't say exactly when it was. So maybe I had a Weihenstephan before, but I was not aware of it, or it was not so, you know, on the radar that it is Weihenstephan. The first time I can, for today, remember the Weihenstephan that I have drunk on purpose was actually at my first day of studying here in Weihenstephan. Because after, you know, a first introduction class for all the freshmen, there was this event from the student council and the dean's office where they offered some Weißwurst, like you, some white sausages, pretzels, and free beer to the freshman brewing students. And to that event, there were also all the semesters invited, PhDs, teachers, other professors of the brewing school. And it was basically a freshman event, but where the freshmen get together with all possible people from the brewing school. And that was at first, you know, you're going to a new city, in my case, also a completely new country. Fortunately, I speak the same language, so it was much easier for me than maybe other colleagues of mine who were not, you know, their mother tongue was not German. But that helped for me, of course, a lot. But it was, you know, you don't know anyone, you don't know anything, what's going on. You just, you know, worked a few times in the brewery, and then you go here to Weihenstephan to study.
New people, new surroundings.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, new city, everything's new. But then, you know, a very warm welcoming, you know, like this 2-3 hours class was like just, you know, there is the dining hall, and there's that, and there's that, and this is your schedule for the first few weeks, and, you know, pretty easy, pretty relaxed. So everyone was encouraged to you know, put away the fear from the freshmen, you know?
Yeah.
And just to show the Weihenstephan wipe, we called it then on the years after, because the Weihenstephan wipe is, you know, don't stress out. It's like, let's sit down, let's have a beer, and let's talk. Yeah. And then everything gets the way it should get. And this was actually exactly that, because it was like, you know, it felt the whole day like all are on the same levels. We are all in the same. There was a student pub then where this was offered, was a bigger room then where we could sit together on this beer benches and stuff like that. And we got free food, free beers, and talked to all the semesters, to the professors, actually, to your freshman colleagues. And this was like totally relaxed. And so I guess this was like, after this day, nobody was like afraid anymore of, you know, this new chapter in everybody's life. And of course, the beer helped.
I guess
and this was actually the first time I drank, aware of it, that I'm drinking Weihenstephan. Mm-hmm. Because part of this class and this presentation from the brewing school dean, Professor Langowski, was that he told us about, you know, who is working together and how we, you know, have connection to the industry. And there he also, of course, mentioned the brewery, and that the brewery is part of the science ministry. It's part also part of the university where we have project together in teaching in science and stuff like that. And this was the first time I was like, ah, yeah, the world's oldest brewery, and it's connected to the university. And, you know, and what we are going to do maybe in the brewery in some classes or whatever. And then he said, yeah, and after this class, we will have some free beer from Wein Stefan. And then I was like, ah, okay. So this was like the point then where I first was really aware of drinking Wein Stefan. But I can't remember if it was a wheat beer or if it was a Helles, because they offered both on that day. And
it's probably not because they offered both, but because they offered a lot of both.
Yeah, maybe. We had a few beers, yep, more than one free beer. But the cool thing was I met their people where I'm still friends today, good friends today. You know, yeah. One of my best friends, Andy, we sat together then on the same table at that day, had some beers, connected the first time. The same with a lot of other colleagues I started with. They are now in breweries all over Germany or working all over the globe. And we still connected to each other and all started on that day, you know, where they thought it's a good idea to bring the people together. And beer is connecting people. That's a true fact. And even more when you want to make a career out of beer, becoming a brewing engineer, then maybe that's the next factor.
You have to get along with
next
people.
Level, yeah. And but this was actually a very cool day. And the years after, then I was also at the student council, and I organized a few of those events because it was one of the most important events you will have here as a brewing student. And so I wanted to be bring in my effort to make this event good. And so I was, you know, pouring beer or boiling the sausages and you know, talking to the new freshmen that come all over the years so that they have the same great experience I had back then. Yeah, it's a tradition, like more 25, 30 years, I don't know, that now the brewing school is doing this, still with our beer.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That's for you people at home listening to us. If you have stories to share, if you want to share your stories with us, you can reach us on Facebook, on Instagram, and via email, podcast@weinstefaner.de. So please share your stories with us. We're very interested in your stories, and we will see you on social media. Thank you for listening. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.